This is the Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie podcast.
I want to talk about dubious trophies. I love these. Controversial trophies at your local sporting club. Who got what? 13, 20, 14, give us a call, because Donald Trump, he's not on Twitter anymore. He's got his own Twitter, hasn't he? It's called Truth, the Truth Network or something like that.
Right.
Anyway, he posted this yesterday. It is my great honour to be at Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach tonight. Awards night to receive the club championship trophy and the senior club championship trophy. I won both. A large and golfing talented membership, a great and difficult course made the play very exciting. The qualifying and match play was amazing. A large and distinguished group will be there tonight. Very exciting. Thank you.
I am the champion, my friend.
Up there with the coach's award, is it?
Self-appointed.
So this is what I want to say. Yes, because that I will bring that up, Whip. If there has been a dubious trophy awarded or a controversial one, 13, 20, 4, 10, because my old man, Kate, like I told you before, he was my junior coach in under-14s at presentation night. I didn't have a very good year that year, but when he started reading out the credentials for the coach's trophy, goes to this young man who is always at training first. It's because I have to get a lift with you, you idiot. And he's always there at the end of training because you stick around and pack up everything and I have to wait for you. The winner of the under 14 Port Nolunga Coaches Trophy is Ryan Fitzgerald. And as I'm going up to receive this trophy, Kate, I am getting dead legs from my teammates, crow pecks on the back of my heads, camel bites, a sack wax. I got a couple of sack wax.
You do not need a sack wax.
But it's always awkward for the coach who is your dad to award the trophy to his son who is a player.
You just can't do it. No. The other one as well, and I want to see if I can get this confirmed, but I played footy with Troy Luff. Great man, Luffy.
Too tough.
But Luffy went back after he played for the Sydney Swans. He went and played for the Balmain Footy Club. Now, I want to know if there's anyone that played for Balmain. He was captain coach because he was a gun, Luffy. But I heard at the end of the year at the presentations, Luffy had to hand over to the assistant coach for the best and fairest for the year because he gave it to himself. Now, I don't know if that's true. Luffy, I need you to ring, or if somebody knows.
I love that.
Did this actually happen, that the captain and the coach of the side awarded himself best and fairest?
I can imagine the moment. You might need to read this one out, mate. Who could it be?
Oh, fancy that.
Oh, what do you know?
See, I had a mate, Tomo, who did the same at a Sullivan's Beach. He gave himself the best and fairest, and he was the coach of the side.
Mate, how can you do that?
You even do it at like the junior level. If I'm the coach that day at Auskick, then I won't hand the award to my kid.
No.
Like, you just don't
do it.
But
what if they are the most deserving?
Well, you stick one in your back pocket and give it to them in the car on the way home.
Well, you do get someone else to present it, but it is, even then, it's tough. You can't do it.
Did you get any bad nominations?
Bad nominations? Yeah. Probably debatable nominations. No, when I worked with Merrick and Rosso, because it was around the time I was I'd left Home and Away, and I was winning awards and stuff. And we had a lunch, and like the interview lunch, and they'd hand out trophies, and I still have it actually on my bookshelf, and it was the least likely to need this award. That's the one that I got.
But still, it made your shelf next to the.
Yeah, I've still got it beside the Logies and the radio awards.
Fitz and Whipper with Kate Ritchie is a Nova podcast. For more great shows like this, download the Nova Player via the App Store or Google Play. The Nova Player.